views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I'm so happy to say that my guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their life. Roy works with and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar, and he also is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process. He's an author and just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant energy practitioner and a really super duper friend. Are you there, Leroy?
Thank you. That was fantastic. I'm here.
Good. Because it's been busy for me, and it's just really good to touch base with you. And you know, on today's show, I can't even honestly remember what you decided the topic was. So you're going to have to fill us all in, and I'm just going to give you the floor.
Good. Well, what I want to talk about is how to get a snapshot of a person's overall wellness. I've spoken before about how when we are 5 years old, we're going strong to 90% of our life. And all too frequently, we're only going strong to 20% after adults educate us, so to speak, which means our energy is 1 week to 80%. And so what is that 80% every time we're irritated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, others, etc.? So that's one good indicator of how a person is doing. The second one is what I call structural integrity. That is the cardiovascular wellness of a person. You know, we've been told by the experts that walking is as good as running. And in terms of our cardiovascular health. And so when I check a person to see how well their cardiovascular health is, that's important because it also helps reveal the strength of how the all their cells are functioning. A third measure is gut health. We heard a Dr. Perlmutter talk about gut health, and what he says is that most of us have low gut health. Of course, that's where our first immune response comes from. And so what he suggests is eating the kind of food where the fibers in the food do not digest in the stomach, but they digest in the colon. It is the best description I've ever heard that connects diet with gut health, immune response, and overall wellness. And then fourth measure is what percent of our heart is filled with unconditional love. What I've been finding is about 70% of the population is carrying anger. And this is another way in which we cause our energy to go weak. By the way, a colleague in Washington, D.C. does court-appointed anger management workshops. He said it's a higher percent of us that are going
I bet. You know, that's so funny because with anger, you know, we've talked about this, that, you know, anger, a lot of people use it to motivate them. That seems why it seems so high in the, you know, in the collective influence. Like if you get angry, then you seem to have the energy. It seems like it's kind of like when you are smoking a cigarette and you think that it's relaxing you. What it's doing to your physical body is quite intense. You know, like what anger does to the human body is it makes it very acidic and, you know, causes a lot of the systems to go haywire. You and I talk about that a lot, you know, how, you know, anger is not the best motivating force for us to use to get our stuff done. I used to clean my house like that. I get angry and I get you know, and I'd be like, none of the kids are picking up and I'll just let the workforce do it. Cause that's what my mom taught me to do. And then, you know, the house would be really clean, but the energy in the house sucked.
You know?
And so it's important to recognize that even when a lot of, I find for a lot of women when they're cooking meals, and that a lot of times they're angry because they've had a long day and they just want to eat themselves and they're cooking meals and nobody likes, somebody always doesn't like something. And when you think about the, you know, the gut health and you think about the anger that people could be putting into their food in situations like that, you know, it affects everything. Everything we do, you know, affects everything around us in that way. And so, you know, with the gut health, that's really been, a lot of people are talking about that now. And what's your feeling about that, Leroy?
Well, when we first heard that, it made sense to me. So I checked my gut health. As I remember at the time, it was somewhere 55, 60%. So I started doing what Dr. Perlmutter recommended. And in a month, my gut health was up to like 95%. And I've been doing that ever since now. I only eat two meals a day. I only eat breakfast and lunch. But in both meals, I have one of what he calls the prebiotic foods that has the right kind of fiber in it for feeding the healthy bacteria in our gut.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting that you're eating two meals a day instead of three. Tell us about that. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I found that when I eat dinner, particularly if it's a late dinner, it keeps me awake at night digesting the food. So I sleep better if I don't eat at night. And of course, my wife is just the opposite. We're married, so obviously it's the opposite. She eats at night in order to sleep better. It's really interesting how our different, you know, our different human systems work.
Yeah, and because like that's one thing that, you know, we talk a lot about in energy work, why it's so important to recognize that, because in energy work, you know, you can test these things and you can check for yourself where you're at and see what you know, what's going to improve your situation and what's not. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And when we return, we will continue to talk about, you know, shifting energy and how we can improve all of our situations in life, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819, and let's make some more shift happen right after this break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, I just want you to share your contact information with everybody, and also tell us about your books and what's going on in your life, because we haven't had a chance to talk. Well,
my website is ewbpaul.com, EWBP. Email is leroy@ewbp.com, L-E-R-O-Y, and telephone 508-375-6452.
And what about your books? Tell us about your books and where can we get your books? Where can we find them?
Okay. First book I wrote is called Going and Living Your Purpose. excuse me. It is both an autobiography and a teaching book. For example, chapter 3 is about unconditional love and forgiveness. Chapter 13 is about getting your energy strong every day. So there's chapters in the book that teach how to do this work. And then my second book is called Awake, Refreshed, and Energized.
And, I love that.
and we've been, energetic well-being has been shifting toward increasing our spiritual awareness. And this book starts describing what that is about. It also kind of gives a brief summary of what this energetic well-being process is and gives some examples as well.
Cool.
And both can be purchased on our website or on Amazon.
Very, very good. That's so good to hear. And, you know, I've read both your books and I actually wrote the foreword for the second one. And I was really proud to be able to do that.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really good one.
And I just wanted to say, before we continue, I just wanted to just fill everybody in a little bit on what I've been doing, because I've been very busy. If you haven't been hearing from me email wise and that, it's just I've come out with a new program called To Dance, which is a 7-tier program. And it's got 7 levels to it. And I've been, you know, working on this for a decade with my dragons and from the Tales from the Vector. And they're part of it. They're kind of an extra feature added in. And anyway, I'm having my very first demo live event this weekend, Kelowna, which I thought was perfect because we have Ogopogo, the water dragon, here in the lake. and so that will be, if you're in the area, that will be this coming weekend on Friday night on the 17th, St. Patty's Day. And it's at the Capri Hotel from 7 till about 9 o'clock, 9:30. And we will have a demo and I'll sign books. And we will also have the dragon cards there for people to see, do a demo. And we're going to talk about the upcoming seminar. I'm excited. I have people flying in from places around Canada and really looking forward to reconnect with some clients and friends. So I just wanted to mention that. You can go to thetruthisfunny.com if you want more interesting, more information about that. And, you know, Leroy, you and I are talking today about, and sometimes this happens with shows where we don't get quite as many callers or it's a quiet day that way. And we actually get a chance to talk about the topic instead of just shifting energy. So when this happens, because it's quite rare, I just, you know, to really have you tell us more, you know, about, because I know you've been taking energetic well-being process in, you know, like in a slightly different vein. And, or I'm getting that more, putting more emphasis on the spiritual aspects of it. And I just want to know, like, what's your feeling about what's happening in the world and what's going on here for people listening? There's a lot of, you know, angst out there.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of angst, upset, judgment in the USA, unhappiness about the current government. I want to also explain a little bit more about unconditional love. Because you say this to people, but we have many past negative experiences with love. For example, with many people, love hurts. There's been betrayal. There's been experiences where they thought there was lots of love. It didn't happen. And then with a lot of people, love is conditional. They grow up with this. You know, if you do this or do that, I will love you. And then for a lot of people, they find that love doesn't last in this human experience. So those are some really important past negative experiences we need to clear in order to help people actually expand this unconditional love in their hearts.
That's, you know, so beautiful, like that, you know, you say that, because for a lot of people, you know, when you talk about unconditional love, what does that mean to you, Leroy?
Well, that's really good, too, because a lot of people don't connect with what it means. And the way I help people connect is I say, do you have a pet? And if they do, I explain that a dog's tail wag, a cat's purr, a songbird song, all vibrate at a consciousness level higher than most human beings. So
that doesn't surprise me. They don't go on social media or to be tainted, you know what I mean? I guess some of them sit there and watch it on TV with their owners, but I don't think they care much about the politics.
So I ask people, what is your experience with your pets? And they say things like, well, just constant support and presence and fun and play and joy. And so then I say, think of your first love. Well, when a person can think of that, they say, oh, man, you know, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was just in pure ecstasy. And when people start describing this, I start writing down their description of those feelings of unconditional love. And another key one is you say if you were in a relationship and had children, what did you experience with your babies and small children playing? And that's another way people come up with experiences of unconditional love.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's helpful to explain that to people, because if you've never had it, then how do you know what it is? And then how do you know to give it, you know?
Yeah.
How do you know the difference? We do have a caller right now. Brian, who do we have calling in?
We have Janet from Kelowna, Canada, your home state. Welcome to the program.
Oh. Hi, Janet. Are you there? Hello?
Let me make the announcement again. Janet from Kelowna, Canada, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
There you go. Hi, Janet.
Good morning.
What can Leroy and I do for you today?
Well, I have some gut issues, but I also wondered, I have some issues in my guts, and I wondered also what dragon card, because I'm going to be at your class this weekend, and so curious as to what you guys could offer
okay.
me.
Okay, yeah, right away what came up, as soon as Leroy mentioned gut health and the body, the card that comes up, I forgot about that, Leroy. I started picking a card at the beginning of this show. And the one that come to mind right away is, it's a dragonfly, and it's called homeostasis. It's, a homeostasis of the body and about being that my soul is home. So if you're at home in your body, then... you're at home everywhere you go. And if you're at home in your body, then you can go out there and you can be strong to what's happening around you. And so you're not like taken out of your space or your strength by being in different situations and from the external events happening around you. And so that's the card I would pick right away. But, Leroy, with the gut health issue, on a scale of 1 to 10, Janet, where are you at with how much it bothers you?
This morning, it was probably like 8 or 9 out of 10.
Okay. Leroy, we're going to have to go to a break right away, but I'm just going to get you to say what you're getting right away. And if Janet holds on until after the break, then we can come back and check how she's doing.
Yeah, Janet, I get your gut health at about 50 to 60%. And so you could definitely benefit by following what Dr. Perlmutter recommends. Now, I do have an email that lists the foods he recommends. So if you give me your email address, I can send that to you.
Okay,
cool. Very good. We have to go to a break. What we're going to do is we're going to come back to do a bit of energetic shifting on the break, Janet. And when we come back, we'll check in with you where you're at. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings. And for information regarding the Energetic Upgrade online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. I'm on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. It's such a pleasure to connect with everybody. We were just talking. I have Leroy Maloof on the show with me today, and we have Janet calling in from Canada, and we are talking about gut health. And Leroy, you were testing the energy around her gut health to be quite low, around 50%. And so we were just kind of tuning into this on the break. Leroy, what are you picking up here?
Well, Janet, you see, if I can say this, we actually get benefits from our symptoms because they have intelligence and they're trying to tell us what to work on. And what I was picking up with you is that there's about six things in your life that you can't stomach anymore. see something going on with your digestion, suggests, okay, what is it in your life that you really don't want and really don't want to put up with anymore? So if you can, if it's okay for you to name any of those things, we can help you clear those.
So Janet, what first thing that comes to mind when you think about what you can't stomach?
We're not talking, I guess, financial and relationship issues.
Okay. In order to deal with financial, for example, we're going to get you to neutral about it. What's the worst thing that can happen if your financial issues get worse and worse?
My children would have to look after me, or I would... just the embarrassment.
That's okay. Hey, see, embarrassed, yeah. See, every single thing that bothers us, no matter how small or how large, our energy goes weak to. And so to help you get to neutral to that, we have to find what bothers you the most. Children have to look after you, embarrassed. Let's make it even worse, that you can't afford housing anymore, so you become homeless.
Okay.
That doesn't feel so good, Leroy.
And I believe there's something worse, like you're living under an underpass and you have a grocery cart with your stuff in it and somebody steals that.
So, there you go.
It's Leroy.
Is that about the worst, Janet?
I would say it's getting down there anyway.
Janet?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it sounds like it's getting down there.
Okay, so we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of worry, anxiety, upset, fear, all around finances. We're going to get you neutral, though. We're just going to kind of deprogram, wipe them off your brain's computer. And then we want to reprogram to the prosperous you, the loving you. You're not neutral to that either. See, we have to go neutral to the best scenario because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. So both reacting on the worst and reacting on the best causes our energy go weak and actually gets in the way of what we want financially. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to total prosperity, wellness, ease. And what are you noticing now?
I feel much more
when you think of
balance.
Much more?
I feel physically in my body much more balanced, clear-headed. I'd say it's zero. I feel quite good. Thank you.
Oh. There you go. Hey, Leroy, that was quick. Good work. We have another caller. Do you want to go for double here?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Janet. Wish you the very best.
Thank you, Janet. And we'll see you at the seminar this weekend. I'm getting excited. It's going to be fun.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Brian, do we have another caller here?
Yes, indeed, we do. We have Carmen from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you doing, Carmen?
Kind of rough. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of challenges. Am I on the air?
Okay. Yes, you are.
Oh,
you're on the air.
Because I was listening.
So just gonna
I
have
thought
you
somebody else was on
the show before.
Yes,
no,
once
no,
before, maybe.
Okay. Oh, you've called
right.
in before.
Yeah, about
okay,
a year ago.
I just wanted to know, what is I understand you've had a lot of challenges, so I want you to get in touch with the one that's bothering you the most right now, just in this moment. Are you able to tell us what that is?
Well, there's two. I'll talk about finances.
Okay.
I have two major
finances,
ones. I lost a pet, and I have big financial
issues. Okay, what's your
issues.
Other? What? Okay. I couldn't hear that last part, but we're going to focus on the finances first, because that came up first.
Okay.
And I just want to get a number from you, 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst. Where are you on that scale? 0 being neutral, 10 being the worst.
Oh, I think I'm about a 9.
Okay. Leroy?
Carmen, it feels like you're at about a 12 out of 10
yes.
on financials.
I'm off the scale.
That means you've got lots of potential, right, Leroy, when you're off
yeah.
the scale?
Yeah, definitely. So, Carmen, what's the worst thing that can happen for you if your finances keep getting worse and worse?
Well, I have a legal thing coming up in a few weeks, and if it doesn't work out, I don't have money for a roof over my head or anything else.
Okay. All right. So we want to really get you strong right now, just to like put some energy into your body. You know, like strengthen your posture. And Leroy, you like to get people to rub the back of their tailbone there?
Yeah. Yeah. Carmen, your central core strength is only at about 20 to 30%. One of the things you can do for yourself each day is to touch the top of your head and imagine strength right up and down the middle of your body. Strength and energy and light. Do this now, please. And love.
Because, Leroy, the financial problem is really coming up a lot of emotions, isn't it?
Yes, there's a lot of fear coming up.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that right, Carmen?
Yes. And I just lost a pet about a month ago, and that's really weakened me. I feel really I'm very upset about it.
Who's your pet?
Who's my pet? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Who did you lose? Yeah.
My bunny. A bunny
what
rabbit.
What kind of pet did you have?
A bunny.
Your bunny? And what was your bunny's
yeah.
name? What was your bunny's name?
I just called him Bunny. I rescued him, and Bunny was just what worked.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what bunnies are about? Prosperity. So it's not like your prosperity died. I mean, let's get you strong to the return. You said you rescued this little bunny.
Yeah.
Let's get you strong to that. Let's get you strong to collecting the Easter eggs. You know, what I mean by that is I'm just getting that there's a bit of a weakness to you receiving. It's kind of almost coming up like a blind spot around that. We're going to have to go to a break right away. If you'll hang on through the break, we'll do what we did with Janet, and we'll just work on this some more. I know that a lot of the people that are connecting with me for private consultations right now, and people just in general, there's a lot of fear out there right now about finances and, you know, the economy and what's going to happen. And, you know, really, we just want to get strong to all of this, Leroy. I think it's, you know, no accident that both of the callers today are calling in about this.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to address this some more with Carmen. And then we're going to just wrap up, you know, talking about what we were talking about today. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steph. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof on the show with me today from Energetic Wellbeing Process. And we have Carmen on the phone from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And she is concerned about money issues. We had her off the scale at a 12. Leroy, you and I have been connecting with her energy on the break. What are you picking up number one for her here?
Okay, so... Carmen, your center energy is still only at about 70. So again, focus right on a strong midline. And what was suggested a minute ago about rubbing base of your spine up and down the base of your spine a few times, that will...
Mm-hmm. They get energy moving. And you know how they talk about the seat of your soul? When we get like sitting around a lot and we're not moving around a lot, like that, the pressure on the tailbone and the relaxation there, it slows the central nervous system down. And the central nervous system, when it gets slowed down, it affects all the systems in the body and ability to think clearly and all of those things. So we just want to really get that strong. Yeah. And what else?
That makes sense.
Carmen, I'm getting your central cord 100 now. What are you noticing so far?
Oh, well, I was rubbing the base of my spine. And what what Colette was saying is true. I haven't been moving around because I was injured in a car accident. So that makes sense. I used to be very active. I do feel better than before.
Good. What number does better have? On that scale of 0 to 10.
0 to 12.
In every case, yes.
I always have a hard time with this, let's say, 2.
2, yeah. So that's quite a change. And so we're going to strengthen that some more for you. The bunny, we just want to strengthen you because it's coming up that you kind of, like it was just like the, what I call like the straw that breaks a camel's back. And yeah. I had that happen with me. I had like 7 years of people being sick and dying and in the hospital. And oh my God, it was just like on and on. And then I had to put my dog down and it was kind of like, that was the final straw almost. Like that's kind of like when I ended up getting into energy work actually. So, you know, there's always this like silver lining on the cloud. And so just strengthening that for everybody out there, if you're going through a lot of challenges, like really, Carmen, there you are at a 12 off the scale, which wasn't so good in the beginning. But when you think about that extra potential, hey, Leroy, if we can just harness that potential and we can use it for good.
And Carmen, when I check body and mind, I get strong. When I check spirit, it gets weak. And that's kind of what Colette is talking about. Your spirit is feels down. So we're going to focus on your midline again and strengthen your spirit.
Yeah, and it's coming up, you know, like a lot of people have this issue come up. And I guess that's why the camel is coming up, like the straw that breaks the camel's back. But not just a straw that breaks the camel's back, but there's a saying in the Bible, something to the effect that it would be easier for a rich man to, or a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get through the gates of heaven. And that's how, you know, how it was said to me anyway, in my Roman Catholic upbringing. And that kind of energy of, you know, make it, it's coming up, it gets bad to have money, or if people who are rich must be like not nice people. What's going on there, Leroy?
Well, it's you know, that they say love is money is the root of all evil. I think it's more accurate that the love of money and the attachment to money is the root of all evil, so to speak. Carmen, what's the best thing that could happen to you financially?
Well, I guess for this specific situation that I get the best settlement possible and it gets resolved. That's also, it's been like a long, like over 6 years since my accident, and it's been a long road.
Wow. Oh. So yes. we need to get you neutral to not getting a good settlement, to losing, being absolutely terrible. And then we need to get you neutral to a fantastic settlement. Prosperity and just easing all your financial difficulties. Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers and get you neutral to that.
And Carmen, can I just ask, what's your age?
55.
So you're 55, and so this accident happened around when you were 49?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Significant age, I think.
Cycle? Like, sevens, like, and for a lot of, I find in women in particular, you know, at the age of 21, 25, or sorry, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, these big life changes come up.
Yeah.
And so we just want to strengthen you to that. And anything else, Leroy?
Yeah, I just want to strengthen you for feeling loved and supported and for prosperity. And
thank
what are you,
you.
What are you noticing now, Carmen?
Well, just talking to you two makes me feel better. So it's hard to measure. Like, you know, I might get off the phone and feel unsupported again, you know? I guess that's my fear, you know. I get when I feel like I'm getting some help at the moment, often through internet stuff, I feel good. And then I'm, it seems like a lot of shit just keeps happening and knocking me off my.
You know what? Shift is good. Shift is good, right, Leroy?
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that, Leroy?
We need to get you neutral to shit happens.
Yeah.
And also neutral to ease and synchronicity and everything working out smoothly for you. Let's get you neutral to that as well.
You know, we get so used to being in this place where we kind of, if we go through a cycle with where our life gets changed drastically quickly, and then we go through this cycle where, you know, we're suffering quite often. What'll happen with that, especially when it drags on 7 years, it's it drains the energy and we forget how to be happy. So
yeah,
we want to strengthen that for you. I just wanted to check in with you right now, number wise, where are you at?
With happiness?
Yeah. Well, just with what we were working on, because we've got like 1 minute left here.
Unfortunately. Okay. I don't know, Colette. Maybe five.
Good.
Yeah. You've only got one more minute.
You know that thing she was talking about wavering up and down?
Yeah.
That's what we want to share before she gets off the radio.
One thing I wanted to mention, Leroy, is that I feel guilty about the death of my bunny. I feel responsible. And I don't know whether I am or not. And that's killing me.
But you see, all living things have their life cycles. And we need to get you strong and neutral to everything living well and forever, and neutral to everything dying.
You know, Leroy, we've run out of time. I want to thank you, Carmen, for calling in, and we're just going to send you a big energetic hug. You know, Leroy, you got about a minute, you know, a half a minute left. What would you like to say to everybody out there? Like, you know, words of advice, quick ones.
Get your energy strong every day. Because the option is that we live our lives each day with weakness. And so we want to strengthen for everybody on the call the percent of your life you're going strong to day in and day out, so that you feel the strength and wonder and joy in life as a natural part of who you are.
Thank you so much, Leroy. Thank you, Brian. Thank you to all the callers calling in. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of you at the demo on Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Capri Hotel in Kelowna, BC. And the seminar, we still have a few spaces open for that. And that will be on the Saturday and Sunday. You can check that out at thetruthisfunny.com.
Bye
for now.
Thank you, Colette, for the wonderful work you do.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon, and bye for now, everyone.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.